A local environmental nonprofit and the city of Aspen have been taking steps towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Artist Sonia Heinrichsen has been bringing attention to the issue with snowshoers in the valley through an environmental art project. Sonia Heinrichsen's vision for snow drawings began on a golf course near Anderson Ranch Arts Center, where she was in residence almost a decade ago.
At that point, it was just me playing around with snowshoes, trying to make these patterns. And I photographed them, and I thought that was quite interesting, especially with the light change. I got really dark lines and really white lines, depending where the sun and the camera was and the relationship between the two.
Heinrichsen kept returning to the project, which later inspired her to share it with other communities. She's since left her mark on the mostly frozen lakes and rivers of Colorado, the fields of upstate New York, the clearings of Vermont, and the meadows within the French Alps.
But I have to say, one place I really, really love to do these pieces is the Colorado Rockies, because they basically are embedded in the landscape. They become part of the landscape, and that is my intention.
Heinrichsen fastens her snowshoes. She's been leading volunteers in hours of exercise to make art. At one impromptu snow drawing event last month, snow was hard to come by. Heinrichsen says that weather unpredictability is the recurring obstacle she faces most with this project.
I discuss this with the venues. I ask them, what are your winters like? And I always get the same answer. Well, usually it used to always be cold from early December until March, but now we never know. I just have to live with that.
Laura Whitley is the marketing and community engagement manager for CORE. She's lived in the Valley for nearly two decades and says she knew there would be variables when determining logistics for snow drawings last month.
That included snowpack. That included weather, and that even included elk, because we're trying to find an untrammeled meadow of snow to work in. We narrowed it down to five high elevation locations, all of them above 8,000 feet. In the last week, four out of five melted out.
Tatiana Stevens runs a local blog on environmental sustainability. She's out here at McLean Flats with the other volunteers who are stomping their feet to create a big handprint in the snow. She describes the current climate conditions for this project as thin.
The snow is the canvas, so even if, like, right now the dirt is poking through, that says a lot about, you know, the conditions and how important it is with the climate to be consistent versus variable, because without the snow, this type of art isn't possible.
But she's optimistic about the outcome of this piece of art.
This will be a beautiful piece, and maybe even more profound with the dirt coming up through.
Whitley says that snow drawing is a different way of starting conversations about climate and a different way of taking action. Through optimism and creativity, Whitley hopes art will inspire the community to take bulk action on environmental preservation, an art form in and of itself.
With each snowshoe step that individuals, community participants take, they will create a collective impression. And what we're trying to do to get people to save energy is to take individual actions to create a collective impact.
Snow Drawings with Heinrichsen is the first of many events put on by CORE and the City of Aspen. This week, the two groups will officially launch the High Five Project, a year-long public awareness campaign that celebrates the elevations of five communities in the Valley.
It also stands for Take Five Actions at a Time. And then it stands for the celebratory hand slap that we all think of, because ultimately, we are all in this together.
The end goal, Whitley says, is to reduce energy consumption in the valley, which will then reduce carbon emissions overall.
Some people say that individual action won't get it done, but what I like to think is that we won't get it done without individual action.
The High Five is all about giving people a positive experience in nature. To officially launch the project, the High Five will debut a film on snow drawings in Colorado and an energy confessional mobile art installation. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.